We've been going through the Chelik of Das Atzmeinu over here in the Shah Shlishi of Dali Shur. And Dali Shur stelled avek that the goal of Ruchal, the whole Shah Shlishi, is to get to a matzav of smach bochor b'yaldu secha, that a person should learn Torah b'simcha. In order to learn Torah b'simcha, a person has to find peace inside himself, harmony, balance, shlemos. And for that, it means that a person has to find what are the forces in koiches that operates inside. What are the forces that operate inside a person in order to find what's the tug of war that a person's in? We spoke about the guf that's blind, we spoke about the neshama, we spoke about midas, seichel. We spoke last week about individualism. Every person has their nekuda that needs a tikkun. Everyone has a good midah, everyone has a bad midah. Adgid Ekachter, Rabbi Yochum said, you can't find shlemos until you find out what your dominant midah toiv is, what your dominant midah ro is. Now we get to Perek Hamishi. The Alishur over here, I skip into Amud Kuf Nun. The Alishur over here continues his survey of the different koiches that operate inside of us. Achvish Yuskarnu, Shemus Amidus Eikorius, and Mekananus Bikirbenu. After we've discussed the Ikramidus, which uses a very fancy modern Israeli word, Mekananus, it's from the Kansipur, they nest inside of us. I don't think anybody in America even knows what the word means. But it nests, it sits inside of us. Aleinu Lahakaris Akoyach Hashayedeh Midus Moiris Osonal Pulus. We have to recognize the Koyach, which the Midus use for Pulus. Koyach Zeh Dimyon. What do you mean? We're going to spend the next few weeks talking about Dimyon. Why a few weeks on Dimyon? Very simple. If it's something that we spend our whole lives in, why should we spend a few weeks in? So Alishur describes over here. Alishur is one of the first Sfarim in the modern age that puts on the table the Dimyon. Not going to call it a problem, the topic. We spend most of our time, he says over here on the bottom paragraph, second from the bottom. Roiv b'nei odam mivalim kol shenoseim v'tipuach demyonis shehim him hamamalim as kol rachash edivom. Most people spend their entire lives, from beginning to end, developing, nurturing the demyonis. Period. The entire world today is run on demyon. That means all the ads of everything, from cars to soda, they don't talk to you, Seichel, they talk to you, Dimyon. What does any ad, I haven't seen one recently, they don't have any billboards here in Bais Yisrael for some reason. There's not one ad or commercial or advertisement or billboard for Coca-Cola that talks to your Seichel. What's the picture of Pliny Amoini, this one, that one, or somebody doing a certain action? A guy's like, you're not that guy. You're never going to be either, by the way. It's only to your Dimyon. It means if you drink Coca-Cola, so the word is you'll look like the guy in the ad. How you don't? You're sitting in your dripping Dira and Bais Yisrael with a Gishnarta cola from your friend. Mach l'shoyis. But you think you're a guy. I used to say a mushroom that became extinct. They say that there's no more ads for cigarettes. Is that true? What? There's no ads? There used to be ads for cigarettes in the old days. I think there's a thing called Marlboro. Mm-hmm. This thing, it still exists? It does? People still smoke? Yeshiva Bachman smoke still? It must be. I see I see smoke coming up in the basement, sometimes like Indian teepees. I thought originally it was smoke signals that one guy was sending from this year to another year. When can we get out of, where are we going for Shabbos? But then I realized that it wasn't, I was naive a little bit. They used to have ads for marbles. I think there's lights, there's reds. I never smoked in my life, so I don't know. Never smoked, never drank. You can get somewhere in life without it, I promise you. If we're talking about smoking already, which is not what we gathered for, you can really die from it. Anyway, I spent a lot of time in the cancer wards. It's not good day. It's not geschmack day, by the way. Even though the all the chesed organizations bring good food, but it's not worth it. It's not worth the balance. Marlboro, all the years, for 100 years, since Philip Morris from Virginia decided to kill out a good portion of America, they put out ads, a picture of a guy riding a horse. They don't have it anymore, right? Marlboro, a guy with a big white cowboy hat on a horse. And that was their ad. Since I'm a little kid, and 50 years before that. The business king cowboy, the business king horse. In other words, who's the heir talking to? To the horses? No. Horses don't smoke. Cowboys, every guy's a cowboy. Every yeshivish guy who gets engaged and gives out Marlboro lights or reds, depending on who the shver is. You're a cowboy? What was it down there? Riding off into the sunset. That was Marlboro. Fekir Hakasha, that means the pshat is Mr. Philip Morris, who cancered out a good portion of the world, by the way, not just America. They hopped that not only are people who smoke shaitim because they're going to die of lung cancer, they're also shaitim because when they smoke this fadogra cigarette, they think they're a cowboy riding a white horse. And the Dimian talks to them. So there used to be a thing called Camel. I don't know if they have it anymore. So it exists. But Camel advertised, it was a Mabel de Kazakh. Had Camel advertised, they're not some guy with a horse with a cowboy. They were a world traveler, had a picture of Lawrence of Arabia, and that means every yeshiva bachar, wherever he was, it could be in the mikvah in Beis Yisrael, in the shtiblach in Meir Sharm, both places dripping wet from the ceilings, and they're smoking this Camel, so they're like this world traveler rolling around with a braid kite. Why? Because he's smoking Camels. Both of them are going to die of lung cancer, the Camels guy and the Marlboro's guy, the business king horse, the business king cowboy, the business king world traveler. And then there's the more intelligent cigarettes. It all comes from the same farm of tobacco, and everyone's going to end up in the same ward in Sloan Kettering anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Sideways from Camels, sideways parliaments, Marlboros. What else is there? What's around these days? Now that I was vaping. It's all Dimian. All the ads are Dimian. Did you ever see an ad for Coca-Cola that said in the ad, Moirai V'Raboizai, there's every human being needs to have X amount of caffeine intake on a morning, and if you'll have it, you'll learn better. I know yeshivish ad for Coca-Cola. I'm waiting to see it once. The ads are not me min hamayis. All the ads in all the phone magazines for Sufganiyot, you noticed? Stuffed with liver, stuffed with cream, flashing power, Sufganiyot stuffed with sushi stuffed with Sufganiyot. Not the choice. They're all talking to your Dimian, they're not talking to your Seichel. You have a Dimian of how it looks and how you feel and where you're going and who you are. It's all Dimian. So the whole world's drowning in Dimian. What's the word of Dimian? Now we're going to start. There are four aspects to Dimian. So the Al Yishro says that most people spend most of their lives. Fadimia, a guy goes to buy a car. A guy buys a car. What's the cheshbon in buying the car? The cheshbon in buying the car is, some people are normal, how much it costs, what they need, how much they travel, what's the best thing. Most people buy a car, which is an image of vosfar a car, how I am seen, machmas my car. And that's the same guy who, when he was 4 years old, had a certain type of matchbox car. When he was 8 years old, when he got his first bike, he thought he was a Hatzalah guy because he had a walkie-talkie from North Korea that worked for exactly one day, like most Hanukkah presents. And he was beeping around everybody because he was there. And when he was 12, and when he was 40, he went to the auto showroom. He's exactly the same guy. Where what dominated was how my friends are. So when he was 8 years old, it was the bike. When he was 12 years old, it was the bar mitzvah present. When he was 15 or some other night, when he was 40, it's the car. You have to look at a car like a horse, by the way. was far a ferd, habich that I cook ois on a ferd. And people, like Ali Shor, people live their whole lives in Dimyon. Whole lives. From beginning to end. By the way, how the Ali Shor knows about this, that's always a pella by me. But he says it and we know that it's true. We're going to talk now about, in the coming weeks, four aspects of Dimyon. We'll start with the first one. First aspect of Dimyon is very, very powerful. It's the most important one. The most important one was in the get, tikkun of everything, tikkun adam. The Ali Shor says, and this is number one, that the way that this midas and this Dimyon, watch, the Dimyon, how do the midas get what they want? This is a very, very tivazach. I'm translating the first three paragraphs on Amud Kufnun. The midas want something, a midah of kofet. There's a midah of gaiva. It's a bad midah. Midah of gaiva, he says over here earlier on Amud Kufnun Zayin, comes from Yisoid Ha'esh. One of the elements that a person is created from is fire. Gaiva goes up. A person has gaiva. Kolzman, you don't have dimyon. The gaiva doesn't have a way of demanding what it wants. What does that mean? Kol mashe mitar lanu, second paragraph, everything that the Dimyon pictures for us, chai, lives. I'll explain the mashal, I'll give you an example. Gaiva. There's a meter called Gaiva. If you wouldn't have Dimyon, if you can imagine for just 1 minute, you wouldn't have Dimyon. I mean, you'd never be able to picture any scenario of you getting covered. Let's say we have such a thing. Who does it? You wouldn't have it in your mind. Your Dimyon thing went blank. You had a guy had corona, and instead of losing his smell, he lost his kayacha Dimyon. He can't fantasize. He can't be without anything. Only seichel. You talk to the guy, he's like a computer. 1, 2, 3, 4, no Dimyon. So you can't picture, first of all, the first reaction that we would have if our Dimyon gene would be shut down. So what do you do all day? If you go to Aaron, no? The guy who has Dimyon, what does he do all day? What does he learns? What about the rest of the time? The rest of the time you're in Dimyon land. The meat of Gaiva gives you pictures of how to get COVID. The guy's about Gaiva. So he has all types of ways that he plans out how to get a compliment from Pliny, how to get COVID from Amoini, how to tell Jamoini, Agav Urcha, I just finished Shas. Had to tell Kalmoini that what it called, and then besides that, he lies in his dira, in the above mentioned dripping dira, smoking the above mentioned dangerous cigarette. He sits there planning out his wedding, and all the Gedali Ador are there. How Rabbi Kiv Eger got there, not clear. But in the world of Dimyon, like the Ali Shor describes afterwards, there's no limitations. You can have the Ktzeis Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh, they dropped into your wedding, because it says anyway in the Zohar that all the tzaddikim come. And if the tzaddikim want to come to a wedding, they rather want to come to mine. So you're planning out, and you, by the way, you lie on your deer in Beis Yisrael, or wherever it is, and you already have the exact picture of how you're going to dance with the Rosh Hashiva in the middle. How, what, when, where, who's Mesada Kedusha? And you're going to be with Anova by the Shevar Brachos when they praise you. But you'll hopefully arrange that the right people speak to. All that's Dimyon, right? You say that? Now, if let's say a guy wouldn't have a Dimyon machine that can give him all these pictures of Gaiva, he wouldn't have what to act on. Zakta Ali Shor, and it's a mephorishus formula, Zakta Ali Shor, the Dimyon delivers the picture to create the model of what the Mida wants. The Mida called Taiva. The Dimyon will give you the picture of the Taiva until your mouth waters. It's not much like mun. Whatever you want, you're able to taste. But that creates the hunger for the Zach. And by the way, that's why all the ads talk to your Dimyon. The ads create the Dimyon of the pleasure that you're going to get from the Zach. And then you want it. So the Dimyon, the Mida, uses the Dimyon as a tool to present to you what you want. Everything I'm saying is a Mephorshus Farna, it's a Rishon. Let's read it inside. We all know that the Nachash injected, contaminated Zuhama, Gemara says in Shabbos, into Adam Rishon, the Chava. The Zuhama, the pollution, the corruption of the Chet, contamination, they call it. What was it? What was this contamination? Zokta Helukas Forna, a life changing thing. Anocha Shua Satan, Hu Yetzahara. Rav HaNezek, he does huge damage. Im Heyesoi, Miyot Heyesoi Nir, you don't see him. Who? Look at this Lashon of Rav. Listen to this far and inside together, every word. Shakoyach HaMachdi Yaseze, the koyach of getting a person to sin, uses koyach HaMedave, uses your koyach of Dimyon, of fantasy. HaMoivel Elov, that gives you, directs you, takes you to Dimyoni HaTanuk HaMachoyim, fantasies and Dimyonis of physical pleasures. Hamate miderech hashlemos, which takes you off the path of shlemos, ki omnom hakoyach hamishave in dimyoni hatanugim hamavilim elov heim. Look at this lashon, the koyach of taiva, together with the fantasies of the tanugim, heim hamitzavim lekoyches hagashmiim. They are the ones who instruct your body. To do the opposite of Hashem. When your seichel doesn't stand up to it and say no. Yeah, Lashon? That the zuama, the contamination that happened to Adam HaRishon after the chet, was that he became a baldimian. And the nekuda of the baldimian was that now the midas had a vehicle with which to get their message across. I want to say comma for comma, life-changing things about this. Number one, why is it that way? Why is it that the Zuama after the Chet is Dimyon, fantasy? And why is it this Nakuda that fantasy became a reality by me? Terrence is like this. We've spoken many times. What I'm saying is one of the most important things of this year's cycle of Aleh Shor and every year's. We've spoken many times that Rashi says, Nasa Adam Bit Salmenu Kid Musenu. The Tzelem Elikim, Rashi says, is Lahavin Ola Haskel, Rashi embraces. The Tzelem Elikim, the Neshama, is Lahavin Ola Haskel, is Das. Lahavin Ola Haskel, another way of saying Emes. Das, Seichel, Lahavin, to understand. Lahaskel, that's the Tzelem Elikim. That means the voice of Emes in a person is the Neshama, not the Guf. The voice of Seichel, the voice of Das, the voice of Hasboininus, the voice of understanding is the Tzelem Elikim. Nasa Adam Bit Salmenu Kid Musenu. The Shlemos HaAdam, like we've spoken, is when a person runs his life with Fisechel, when the Neshama dominates the Guf. What that means is that a person lives his life according to Das, with Das. That's the perfect harmony. The eyes of the Sechel, that's why the Sanhedrin is called Einei HaEda. They're able to see. The Guf is called blind, and the Chachamim are called Einei HaEda, because they're able to see, because they're dominated by Das, by the Neshama. When Adam HaRishon was created, so in the perfect form that he was, he had Das, he had Seichel, and the Seichel had the ability to run the Guf. So if the Tzuras HaShlemos of a person, my rabbi say is what? Is Lahavin Ola Haskel, that's the Tzelem Elokim. So when Adam HaRishon did the Chet, and there was a Zuama, there was a Yerida, what was the Yerida? Where was the Yerida? Where's the Geneshtel Zechavek? It's Geneshtel Zechavek in Dimyon. It's going to shtel zechavek in a weakening of Das. It's going to shtel zechavek in a weakening of Seichel. What's the opposite of Seichel? What's the opposite of Das? What's the opposite of Emes? Dimyon. Dimyon is Sheker. Dimyon is not reality. Dimyon is fake. And the ability that the Yetzirah got a new ability after the Chet, to be able to screen for a person your demyonis, as if it's reality, as if it's something that I need, as if it's something that's going to happen. And then you follow it like a poodle. That's what changed after the Chet. Adam HaRishon stopped being a function of Das, of Lahavin Ulahaskel. His neshama got a pagam. The pagam on the neshama on the Tzelem Elokim of Lahavin Ulahaskel articulated itself in the fact that he stopped being a figure of Seichel. And now, in his system, there was a force that was anti-Seichel, anti-Neshama, anti-Das. Dimyon. And the Midas started to kriech a rein into the system. The Midas didn't say, be a Balgaiva. The Midas presented a picture in Adam HaRishon, in a human being's consciousness, that said, this is reality, but it's not. So first of all, two things. One is that there are two moiridic and noiridic horrors that come out of this, life-changing. And I don't think I'm exaggerating the cues there. Number one is, hello, all of us, our functions of dimming. We spend a huge amount of time dimming, this or that. I think the Al Yisroel says a lashon on the next page that most people live in the shadows of their dimyon. One of the greatest lines of Musa literature I've ever seen. Most people live in the dimyon that runs their life. The dimyon decides what they say, what they do. And then occasionally they say something else. They say something that makes sense. Most people are functions of their fantasy. State of two things. We look at dimyon. Person spends time fantasizing. Hey, baby, look at it. A waste of time. Narish guy. Stupid. Immature. The Sfarno is teaching us, when you're fadimining zich about something, find out what the agenda of the Yetzirah is in that movie. The guy thinks himself, is he has dimyanis about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I'm going to go all the dimyanis. We'll spend the next few weeks here just going through all the dimyanis that we have. Dimyanis, by the way, have no limit in time. They have no limit in space. They're around the world in 10 seconds. From 1400 tonight, you could be burning at the Inquisition at the stake, and a minute later, you could be eating a steak in some fancy restaurant. You could be poverty stricken and a billionaire, all at once, all at the same time. By Slachlonu, you're this. By Rufeinu, you're that. And in between, there are 10 other breaks in action. A person has to be able to know, teaches us Ali Shor. What is the agenda of the dimming? What does the dimming want? Why am I dimming about that? Because I want money, I want taiva, I want covid, I've seen a skinam. What's the agenda behind it? We look at dimyan as at worst a waste of time and a piece of immaturity. They're messengers of somebody. They're messengers, and we act on dimyanis. So that's the first chiddush of the Sfarnoi. What is the agenda of the dimyan that Yifadimin is about? Maybe it's a simin that there's a dominant mida by you that you need to deal with. Maybe it's a simin that you're not happy. Maybe it's a simin that something's going on. Shocking sfarnoi. But the second thing is that this sfarnoi completely and absolutely, in the most sharpest way, changes our approach to dimyanis. We look at dimyanis as harmless waste of timers. I would even say it's a kosher waste of time. Because you're not doing anything wrong. Say you're not learning, you're not saying Lashon Hara. Dimin is destruction of humanity. Dimin is the destruction of the human being. Because the human being is B'Tselem Elokim. The human being is Das. The human being is Lamed El Haskel. And Dimyanis, when a person is Shakur in Dimyanis, that's a destruction of humanity. That's the end of the world. That's the turning off, the extinguishing of the Neshama inside a person. And that's the chomer ha'inyan and the weightiness that Al Yisroel is teaching us about, this enormous force that operates inside of us, that has agendas, that's a steerer to being a human being. That's the first nekuda that we're going to address over here in the sun. The zuama that Nachash injected was dimyan, which means, Agav, this is Mistama the Pshat, you all know, that wrote down all this form, that before the chet of Adam Arishan, the HR was on the outside. After the Chet HaRishon, the HR was on the inside. Whatever that means. One of the understandings is this pshat. The HR started to appear inside a person in the form of the Dimyanis as something that I legitimately could happen and I need. Like 99% of our Dimyanis are absolutely science fiction. They never will be, they never could be, but they become reality. That is a steer at the person's neshama.